Another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
I just like got a weird breath there, and I was like,
sometimes like you
can't say words.
Sometimes it'll happen to me too, where like you'll be talking and you'll just have like a weird, like you'll take a breath weird, and it'll just be like, oh, I gotta, you know, like just now, I just yawned. Yeah, speaking is hard.
Yes. Words are difficult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, we did not see Joker yet.
Nope. We'll get there.
Just FYI.
No,
I know some people might be, that listen to the show might be interested in hearing your take on it.
What the hell? That's how I feel about Joker.
I mean, we'll get to it.
I'm not running out the door.
Again, it's one of those things where I'm not a huge Joker fan. It looks like a good movie. I'm excited that there's a superhero movie out that's not like just a Marvel fart fest.
Yes, I always enjoy that.
You know, so it's something a little bit different. But yeah, I think I'm going to be trying to check that out.
Yeah, we'll see it definitely pretty probably soon.
Yeah, maybe this weekend.
But yeah, we didn't run out and see it on opening night. We had shit to do.
Yes.
Our October's always busy.
October's are very busy for us. I wanted to point out Joker related, because I was out on Sunday. I stopped to get some gas.
Mm.
The guy was like, I had my shirt showing, and he's like, oh man, is that the Hulk? I was like, no, it's the Creeper. He's like, who's the Creeper? And I'm like, he's like, who's the Creeper? He's like, is he Hulk? Is he part of the Hulk's family? And I'm like, no, because I think maybe he's because of the gray and green hair. But no, I explained who the Creeper was as best I could, because what the fuck is the Creeper? It's just a guy in a costume, and he's got super abilities that were induced by drugs because it was the 60s. And that's pretty much the Creeper. But yeah, so the guy's like, oh man, I didn't know, because I'm a comic book nerd and I didn't know anything about, I don't, never heard of the Creeper. I'm like, well, you should go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started telling me about Joker, you know, because he was like, oh, I just saw Joker, man. It was like the best movie. He was very into Joker.
We live in a society.
But yeah, what else did we do?
We went to Estes Park.
Yeah, I went to Estes Park.
Which is, for those of you who don't know, it's up in the mountains. And it is the home of the Stanley Hotel.
Ah, yes.
Which is the hotel that the movie The Shining is based on.
Oh, that's right. We actually...
Though we did not go into the hotel, we looked at it from... It's hard to miss. I mean, it's pretty big. So you just sort of like go, hello, the Shining. Hotel. What's it called? The Stanley?
Stanley.
Hi, Stanley. And then you just go about your business in what is now basically a tourist trap. Wasn't so much when I was a kid, but it's really now.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those things where you...
It's like, hey, how many saltwater taffy stores do you need on a half block strip? The answer apparently is 7.
I think there's only 5 kinds of shops on that street. There's restaurants.
Correct.
There are saltwater taffies.
Yeah, basically like candy stores.
Candy stores.
And some of them, most of them have that like little thing you can watch it pull the taffy.
Yep.
Like in the window. Mm-hmm. And they sell fudge. Lots of fudge. Mm-hmm. And such.
There's also a lot of apparel stores.
You got to have the apparel stores.
I mean, there's a ski area too. So
yeah, well, it's up in near Rocky Mountain National Park, so there's a lot of hiking and outdoor stuff. Number 4, Christmas store.
Oh yeah,
a lot of Christmas stores.
Makes sense. Yeah, a lot of Christmas trees. Christmas type trees up there.
Well, I mean, year round. You want to go buy an ornament? You can.
Yeah, you can buy lots of ornaments, and there's also a few
coffee shops,
a few, like, there's a booze place, which actually bought some great booze from there.
Yeah, and that place you could tell was newer.
Yeah. Well, because there's a lot of places that you could tell that have been there for, like, forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of those places were there when I was a kid. I mean, like, my dad was even like, I think we had pizza at this pizza restaurant. I haven't been up there since I was, like, 11.
Yeah, because I think the place was around, like, established, like, the pizza place we ate at was, like...
1970 or something.
70-something like that. So clearly, yeah, you probably have been there.
Yeah, so a lot of it, you could tell it had been there forever, and it was these little, like, you know, buy a t-shirt, you know, here's your weird, kitschy, touristy shit. do you need socks and gloves? And you know what? Thank God for those stores, because when we got up there, it was a lovely day in Denver. It was like 68 degrees, which is nice. But it's always about 10 degrees colder in the mountains because you go up in elevation. So we get there and it wouldn't have been so bad, except for the fact that it was fucking windy as shit, to the point where I literally couldn't feel my ears anymore. It was cold.
It was cold. And they happen to have a place in there that has, and I've been meaning to get one of these for a while, but the headbands.
Like the fleece things that go over your ears. And I was like, fuck it. I don't care how much it costs. I'm buying one of these motherfuckers. To the point where the guy at the counter, I didn't even have to tell him. He just cut the tags off for me. Because I must not have been the first.
Yeah. Well, I bet they sold a lot of those that day for a lot of unsuspecting people.
I know. I brought my coat and I was like, what in the ever-loving fuck?
Well, I didn't have a hood. I didn't think I had a hood on me.
You did. You had a hoodie. You brought your really thin hoodie. I have my coat, which was fine. But I didn't have anything on my ears.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it was rough. It was a little bit rough up there at first, but it got nice out. And
it did.
You know, there was like a very small record shop in there, slash music store, like
a nice,
you know,
little bookstore.
There's a little bookstore with, I don't think there's any comics in there. There's like a small section of like these random ass trades of not really like any like mainstream stuff.
No, they don't really have the room.
It's got a lot of charm to it.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Just the area, so I feel like a lot of that stuff doesn't proliferate the stores,
right?
You know, you don't got a lot of pop culture things in there. I mean, because there was like a toy store in there too, but it was like for like old timey toys for kids and lots of puzzles and, you know, like just simple gimmicks.
Yeah,
you know, nothing. No, they had some action figures, but they didn't have like anything there. I was like, oh man, I can't wait. You know,
right.
So, so that was. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I thought I had a good time up there.
Yeah. We went to the whiskey place, which was exciting. It was a distillery.
Old Man Whiskey.
And I bought an apple liqueur, which was delicious.
Which you're drinking right now.
I finished it. I got to drink some more.
Well, you put it in your...
that's exactly what I wanted to do with it, because it's really smooth. It doesn't have that like bite. So I came home and I made hot apple cider, and I put some of my apple liqueur in there, and I just happily enjoyed fall.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's a very good fall booze drink.
That's what I wanted, so I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
But yeah, so we did that. I went to an angry meat jerky place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, because it was just, was just funny because I was cashing out, and because I bought a bunch of like pork slash alligator slash ostrich.
Yeah, you bought all sorts of weird
slash
shit.
I have a thing for exotic meats.
Yes, you do.
If I had lots of money, like a lot of money, we'd be having like exotic meat parties.
What do you mean parties? Like
parties, like you'll be cooking some meat and people come over and be like, oh, I want to try the kangaroo. I want to try bear. You know, I want to try.
Are you a Brazilian barbecue place now?
Yeah, actually, yes. That's pretty much...
You're going to walk around with a bunch of meat on a knife and we're going to have some sides.
Yeah. Ooh, I like those sides.
I know you
do. I've only eaten at...
Like three.
Three Brazilian steakhouses, and the only one that was good was the one in San Diego.
That place is awesome, and I can't remember what it's called.
Something Tigers or something Too Tight. Something.
I know it's on my, like, I can look it up for Open Table.
I think it's
table.
In, like, the Gaslight District.
It is. I took you there for your birthday one year.
Yeah.
Because we went down to San Diego, and I was like, I found a place I think you'll like, and it was just, like, this giant salad, like, sidebar just overflowing with shit, and then dudes walking around with meat on sticks.
It's like a really, 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 like, really fancy sizzler.
Way better than Foco de Chao or Texas de Brazil.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to think. I knew I've been to another one. So Texas de Brazil, Foco de Chao wasn't that great.
No, Foco de Chao, that was even in Beverly Hills. We went to that one, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
not good.
Yeah, I'd rather go to one in San Diego.
Yeah.
But... anyways, this is a meat talk.
Yeah, Sean's gonna open a Brazilian steakhouse in our backyard.
just come walking out. I was like, hey, I got meat. People were like, what meat is that? I was like, yes,
surprise.
Yeah, just Sean's surprise meats.
That'll go over
just
well.
Just walking out of the back with a thing of people, just be like, hey, what you got there? I don't know.
You want to guess?
Could be ostrich. Could be human.
Cops knocking on our door.
Cops are like, what are you?
All of a sudden, fucking Paul Holes is outside.
Oh, man.
Paul Holes of.
Paul Holes could be a part of the menu if he wants. He's trying to stop me.
Oh, well, sorry. Paul Holes is getting his own TV show, but he does live in Colorado now, apparently. He is, for those of you who don't know, Paul Holes is a longtime He has a title.
He's an investigator.
He's an investigator, but he has an actual, it's like a criminologist or something. Some sort of, or maybe crimes. I can't remember. He has a title. It starts with a C.
Crime man.
And he was a cop for a really long time in the Bay Area. And he's been on Forensic Files and all that sort of stuff. But even like, so that was a long time ago. But now, right before he retired, he was working the Golden State Killer case.
Yeah.
And they caught him, like, you know, pretty much days before he retired, you know, due to Paul's work, obviously other people's work. And then he was on My Favorite Murder. And now he has his own podcast with Billy Jensen, who is the guy who helped finish Patton Oswalt's late wife's book.
About the Golden State Killer.
Yeah, Michelle McNamara's All Be Gone in the Dark. Mm-hmm. So Billy Jensen helped finish that. So they have their own podcast. But Paul Holes is getting his own show about the DNA of murder. Or I just can't remember what it's called.
I wish it was about, like...
Because he's like a conventionally attractive older man.
Right, right. He's good for TV.
Yeah, exactly. He's been on TV many times before any of this shit happened.
Hey, man, he's got the Forensic Files fame.
Yeah, because he was on Forensic Files. He was on another one of those, you know, like Cold Case. And he was, you know, all that shit. They, you know, if you need a cop to talk to, talk to Paul Holes.
It'd be funny if his show wasn't about crime. It was like about like lunchboxes or something. He's like, no, I just really like lunchboxes. This is Paul.
Paul Holes loves lunch.
lunch hole.
Yeah, so Paul Holes is going to show up at our door because you murdered somebody for fucking meat. Because
I opened up
the most dangerous.
Because I opened
game.
Up an illegal store, illegal restaurant,
a human restaurant.
Sean Merrick's illegal restaurant.
You know, at this point in our country, all fucking beds are off.
yeah, I mean, shit. Who's gonna
Who
stop
the fuck's
anybody?
Gonna stop you?
Who's gonna stop anybody? I can just...
Number one, and number two, even if they do, meh. That seems to be like you just shrug and go, "I don't want it," and they go, "Okay."
Yeah, I want to keep doing it.
Yeah,
can I?
Only if you're white, which you are.
Oh
so.
yeah.
Keep going.
Anyways, let's get off the cannibalism kick here. I also went to a video game convention.
Yep, went to
VinCon up in Colorado. No, not Colorado Springs. Loveland.
Yes.
Which we went to
not
last...
the ski resort, the town of Loveland.
The town of Loveland, yeah. Which we and Jen went to last year.
Yes.
I think it was kind of sad because it was pretty cold that day.
It was. Because it, and now it's doing it now, but we usually get snow in October. We got some snow that weekend last year. It was freezing.
Yeah.
So I did not want to go to the video game convention, so I did not go. I stayed home and I cooked a whole lot of shit.
It reminds me, I got to eat those carrots.
Yeah, you got to do that. I've been eating them. I cooked and I cut vegetables and I did all sorts of shit. I made salsa.
Salsa?
With the fucking tomatoes from the garden.
Jenna's made a lot of things.
Oh, I made more cucumber, like more pickles.
Yeah.
Which if I fucking have to ever can a god or jar of fucking pickle again, I'm going to throw it through a window.
Maybe we shouldn't have pickles next year.
I didn't want to have pickles this year. We had too many cucumbers. And there was only like 3 cucumber plants.
I know. They keep giving.
God damn it.
I am glad, though, we did get some of my cantaloupes.
Yeah, we had a garden.
I did get to
it. We no longer have a garden. We ripped it the fuck out. I said, fuck you, garden. I'm not going to water you anymore.
Yeah, we got lucky.
I'm done with you.
We got lucky to do it when we did it. Because tomorrow is going to be like 2 degrees.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees today. Tomorrow is going to be like 25. Because Colorado. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so like I stayed home because I was like, I didn't have very much fun at the convention last time. Because video games are fun, but they're not my thing.
I've somehow become...
You're like a game guy now.
Kind of, I guess. Yeah. I'm not like the game guys. I'm not getting there.
You have a Liz.
Yeah.
You're more retro, though.
I'm more retro. I'm not like a gamer like, hey, man, let's play some fucking Call of Duty and shit. You know, like that's just... I don't enjoy those games as much. I don't even know if I'm going to even dabble in the wrestling game this year, to be honest.
You say that every year.
I say that every year.
You say that every year in every single... you know what's going to happen? You're going to say, I'm not going to buy the wrestling game. I'm not going to do it. And then Joe is going to buy it. Joe Chitaro, co-host of I Can Talk Kayfabe with Sean.
Joe's R.I.P.D. gonna that show.
R.I.P.D. that show. Not Joe. He's we'll fine. Say, Joe is fine. It's sweatpants
yeah,
Joe.
Joe's fine. Yeah.
Joe's fine.
Well, let's play say sweatpants Joe eats on YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch him eat lots of pizza all over L.A.
Yeah, check out Joe.
Check that out
On YouTube eating pizzas.
So Joe's gonna buy that game, and he's gonna fucking text you, and then the next thing you know. On Black Friday at like 3 p.m., we're going to go out and you're going to buy the game from Best Buy when it's on sale. Because that's what you've done like the last 4 years.
I know. I know. And there's like just a few.
And you're like, I'm not going to buy it. And then we have got to go to a goddamn Best Buy at 3 p.m. on Black Friday his game.
I feel like me and Joe should bring back the show just so we can bitch about this game.
Yeah.
Because every year they just keep making it worse. And that's my opinion. I mean, I know there's people that work on this stuff, but I mean, I feel like they make the game for babies now. It's not a man's game anymore where it's like just wrestlers.
But because
they're doing like things where it's like you're wrestling in like Satan, like hell and your demons and shit.
Well, that's not for babies.
Yeah, it is. No, but it's like, you know, just give me a straight wrestling. I want game with moves and arenas and I want to make things.
Babe, here's the thing. The product that spawns said wrestling game is a very family-friendly product. Why are you expecting anything different?
I don't know. I have an ongoing struggle with this franchise, with the WWE 2K franchise. Have been for a long time, probably for even before it was a 2K franchise.
Yeah. But
nonetheless, I did go to this video game convention. I picked up a few retro things, you know, and it's also, it was 2 days. So if you go on the last day and you go later enough in the day, you can be like, hey, you don't want to take all this stuff back with you. How about you sell that thing to me for less than what you have it? And that's how I get some deals. Mm-hmm. I even got some Master System games for a good discount. What did I get? I mean, it's all over there, but it's, you know, it's just all like, I got some Game Boy games, some Game Boy Color games. I got WCW Super Brawl for SNES, been wanting that for a while. I didn't buy NES games because I didn't like some of the prices. I just didn't see anything there I liked. But, yeah, that and, just a few other things that I had my eye on. But nonetheless, it was fun. It's just one of those things where you go to these things and I'm just one of those people, like if I'm in a thing by myself, like I'll just walk around and I don't try to get in people's way because there's a lot of people there and I don't try to be like one of those people like, you know, those conventions just have a lot of those like really nerdy, taking up space kind of peoples. I know that I'm taking up space and I don't realize it.
We are all taking up space.
But yeah, it's just there's a lot of people there that are just like bags and their bodies just moving into you, being like, you know, I'm just like. However, last year, and I didn't see anything this year, but last year, I was kind of hoping to do a repeat this year, but last year there was like a guy. There's a few people this year selling it this way, but there are people selling like action figures, like just random action figures, trying to basically sell whatever they can at the table.
Right.
Make a couple extra cash. And last year, I think that was where I found a Superpowers. Kenner Superpowers Superman.
Oh.
And
yeah, I think that's
a
right.
Toy Biz Eric the Red X-Men figure, which both of those things I wanted, and I got them for a pretty good penny because fuck it, you know? But yeah, nonetheless, though, it was fun, you know? I played some arcade gimmicks, and I played a little bit of TurboGrafx-16 with all the other old fuckers sitting there playing games. They have a lot of those like random-ass computers there, too.
It's all in one place. There's not like separate rooms. If it was the same place that we went to last year, it's like one big hall.
Oh, you mean like the pinball place?
No, remember? Yeah, the pinball place had those separate things, and here's like the game room, and here's whatever. This is just like one big hall. You just kind of walk through it, then it's like, here's where you sit and play the games.
That's, I think it's how they, a lot of them
which
do it,
is kind of like, I don't know, it's weird.
If it's all hooked up and it's all there, I mean, as long as it's running, I don't give a shit.
Fucking cords everywhere, and people sitting and you can't go down the aisles.
Yeah.
I'm just complaining. That's why I didn't go.
Well, they also have those. They have this weird thing where they give you
like tokens.
They give you like these tokens so you can play these games. And I'm like, I'm not five. Like, I don't want to play it because there's like.
You played last year.
Because I figured I'd use these things.
Right.
But it's like, I'm not there to win like plush animals and stuff, you know? Like, give me like something else, you know? I don't know. But it's $10, so I can't really complain. You know, it wasn't like I paid like $50 and I got to play, you know, 3 arcade games and they kicked me out.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be very cranky if that happened. But nonetheless, though, yeah, it was fun. And I'll probably go again next year.
Yeah, good.
And I guess that's all I have to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get around to seeing Joker this weekend, so maybe next week we'll talk about it, depending on how it goes. So I guess I'm trying to think, is there anything comic book? Like, I know there were some shows that debuted.
We did not watch any of them.
Well, we don't watch any of them. I'm just trying to think of some stuff that might have popped up. I know they cast a guy to play the Hellstorm.
Oh, okay.
Hulu show they're doing.
Oh, that's cool. Neat.
So, because I forgot about
next
that. Next month, Disney Plus.
So we'll get some stuff there. That'll be cool. We should probably check to see if that DC app's available yet for the TV.
I don't think so.
The constant struggle of trying to get that fucking app.
You know, Samsung owners get the shaft. We ain't got shit.
Well, even if they put it on, like, the PlayStation.
It's true. But actually, yeah, if they do play it on the PlayStation, I could put it right on. Yeah. Considering I have to use the PlayStation to play my WWE Network, because I can't play it on the stupid...
Well, they upgraded. Because you used to be able to play it on the TV.
They ruined it.
Sorry, babe.
Anyways, you should check that. That's a good idea.
I should check that.
We can finally get the thing, and we'll watch some stuff. Because I was poking around in... Walmart today, I saw, I don't know if this is new, how new it is, but it's new to me.
Yeah.
There's a, like, Justice League versus the Fatal Five, which is, like, a crossover between the Justice League and the Legion and, like, that
They've got a bunch of, they've got a Wonder Woman movie coming out, too, an animated one.
Yeah. I mean, it was a new one, right?
A new animated Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
Which I would love to watch. It's supposed to, everything's supposed to be on that app.
Well, hey, well, yeah, well, shit. I mean, that'd be great. It'd be great to get that app because then we can easily catch up on all those things.
Right.
Without having to, like, rent things or buy things. Like, I'd rather just watch them.
Me too.
So maybe we'll get lucky.
Because if they suck, I won't feel bad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever. I'll just go watch something else.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
A historic moment tonight. The Berlin Wall can no longer contain the East German people.
It is 1989. After 28 years of dividing a city and symbolizing the divide of the Cold War, the Berlin Wall opens up. And from there, everything changes. Fallen Walls, Open Curtains is a podcast miniseries from Pop Culture Affidavit and hosted by me, Tom Panarees. From November 2019 until December 2021, I am going to take a look at the events that took place 30 years ago, beginning with the fall of the Berlin Wall and ending with the dissolution of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. Along the way, I will be flashing back to the landmark and not-so-landmark pieces of popular culture that reflected and defined the Cold War. The first episode will drop on November 9th, 2019, and future episodes will be released quarterly at popcultureaffidavit.com and twotruefreaks.com.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is... New Gods, Volume 3, Number 19, from August 1990. Quick update, the DC Universe app is not available on anything we own except for Amazon Fire Stick, and that is still inconvenient for us. Eat my ass, DC. I am not going to do it until you do it the way I want it.
Well, maybe we should just move the Fire Stick down here.
I don't think the Fire Stick works down here. I think it's too advanced. I don't know. Maybe I should probably research that, but I feel like I've heard that if you move into the Amazon Fire Stick to like a Samsung TV, like a smart TV, it's not.
Oh, it doesn't do it.
It doesn't. There's something that doesn't jive with it. Because I would love to do that, because then I can also watch
New Japan.
I can watch the Fight Network. I can do a lot of stuff. But unfortunately, yeah, it's not convenient. Well, maybe we should do some stuff upstairs.
Maybe we should try.
I'll go check.
Okay.
We'll check and see.
Okay.
But our book.
Oh, yeah.
New Gods. New Gods, kind of the part of the DC universe that I've always kind of felt when you're like, hey, New Gods, and I just kind of like don't care.
That's how I feel about the New Gods. I don't like any of that cosmic shit. I'm surprised you don't like this because you like the cosmic shit of Marvel.
Well, because it feels like it's... I don't know what it is about this, the New Gods. I mean, I don't just think... Okay, I don't hate this.
Oh, I don't
there's
hate
a lot of
this.
There's a lot of characters in the New Gods universe. Like,
I like Orion.
I like Darkseid. I like Mr. Miracle.
Yep.
I like...
I like Granny Goodness when she's voiced by Ed Asner.
There you go. Granny Goodness. I mean, there's Steppenwolf. I mean, not the DC, the Justice League one, but, you know, I mean, just...
Yeah,
there's characters that are of interest. And
but when they're farting around by themselves, I don't care. I think that's the thing. When it starts getting like really like, oh, hi, father, blah, blah, I'm like.
Yeah. Was High Father, was that with the one, or was it Oberon? I can't remember. I think it was High Father, actually. We were reading the one Mr. Miracle where Big Barda was wrestling. Is there Big Barda?
Yeah, I love Big Barda. I think she's great.
Big Barda was wrestling and like High Father got to experience professional wrestling for the first time and he seemed to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was really into it.
He was really into it. He had, like, a hot dog and everything.
And so was the, who's the short guy?
Oberon, sorry. Yeah, Oberon was already a mark. I think Oberon was already, like, that tracks. I think Oberon was already, like...
That fucking tracks.
I got the WWE Network. I've got a DX shirt. I'm in.
Yeah.
And, oh, you know, High Father was like, I'm not sure about this because I am a deity. Or I'm whatever I am. I don't know whatever he is. I'm one of the New Gods, you know. And
there aren't they all deities? Isn't that whole?
They're not. I don't think they're really deities. They're like deities. Like they're like.
I look at them like Roman gods, and those are technically like deities, but they all have their like drama and you know like Greek gods. They're all drama filled, and they have their thing. And they fight and they squabble. Yeah. And I mean, that's really to me what this is.
Also, it's analogous. It's similar to the Asgardians and all that hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Because there are all sorts of Asgardians flopping around. You know, you got your Thor and your Loki.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You know, back when people believed that there were like fallible gods and there were a whole shit ton of them and blah, blah, blah. It kind of harks back to that sort of thing for me. I do want to say about this cover.
Okay, so yeah, the cover.
This is a lie.
It's kind of a rib, yeah.
It's totally because you picked this, I'm assuming, for us to read now in the holiest month, the month of October.
Actually,
hashtag Goth Christmas.
Actually, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. And it's ironic because there's two books that I was going to choose from this week, and both of these are somewhat secret Halloween books, but we have a Generation X book that maybe we'll get to next week that has something on the cover with Nightmare. Uh-huh. And Emma Frost, and it turns out to be a secret Halloween book.
Eh.
Like, literally Halloween.
Okay.
It's not as good. It's not that good.
Well, it has Halloween in it.
But it is Halloween. There is actual trick-or-treating going on. And
hashtag Goth Christmas.
Goth Christmas. This one has on the cover...
Spooky scary.
So you got Orion, who is just... jacked as fuck.
Oh my god, look at the Orion's thighs, the striations in the fucking thighs.
Those are like some Drew McIntyre thighs.
No, those are like, you know, those cows that are born with double muscles.
Okay, yeah.
That's what those are.
Yeah, no,
they're kind of terrifying.
He's got some big ass thighs and he is looking jacked as all hell.
Yeah, and he's like standing in a graveyard cemetery. Yeah.
He's in a cemetery, and for some reason, there's also people behind him. This person behind, directly behind him in the white, could be Light Ray, another one. But it also looks like...
Light Ray's not even in this book.
It also looks like a woman, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know, but it does look like a superhero, you're right, because I see the belts.
Yeah, they got the hat, the mask. But there's also another random-ass woman.
Because you can't see this person's face.
Yeah. And then you have like a random ass woman in the back. It looks like Elaine Bennis.
Sure.
In the background. She's in this book. And so they're in this graveyard and they're being surrounded. They're surrounded by
zombies.
It's like
the beginning of the Thriller video where they're all popping up out of the grave or Walking Dead or Night of the Living Dead. Pick a zombie movie, that's what's happening.
There's this one zombie here that really freaks me out because it looks like they have four eyes. Do you see that? I don't know exactly what's going on there.
Which one? This one down here?
This one right here. Like it's drawn in a way.
Oh, he's wearing glasses.
See, I can't tell because I was trying to figure.
Yeah, he's wearing glasses.
like bifocals.
Like those wire rims that like old men used to perch on their noses, like Ebenezer Scrooge. But he kind of doesn't have a nose now. Also, everything on his face is either white or black, so it's really kind of hard to tell what's going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell. But yeah, we got a bunch of Zambies surrounding it. And above it, above all them, just under the title, but above the heroes, it is Necromina.
Uh-huh.
Who
is not in this book for very long.
She's in here.
She's in here, but not for long.
But she just basically looks
she
like...
She doesn't do this.
No, she doesn't do any of this, but she looks a lot like a Teletubby.
She's a very... She does. And she's a very oddly drawn character.
She's basically like an egg woman.
Yeah.
But like, she also
has... She's wearing like a Zentai suit.
Yeah. And I, for some... I did it... I was like... At first, I thought it was like, was this like Desaad, but like a weird Desaad? But no, it's not. This is Necromina.
Don't know who she is.
She's literally only appeared in this series in like four issues of this series.
Mm.
Like, she is a jabroni character in the DC universe.
Yeah. Well, she gets what she wants in this book, so.
And she does, yeah. Yeah, so, and then the title on the cover is The Dead Reborn, blah. And we start off with Metrond and his chair.
Now,
has Metron ever been drawn standing?
I honestly don't know that answer. Somebody might know.
You know what would be great? So do you remember watching, you used to watch In Living Color.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember they did a sketch basically like, I forget what they would call it, like the dozens, or they would call it, where basically like, your mama's so this, your mama's so that.
Okay.
And you know, like Jamie Foxx or whatever, and they do that. And they would go back and forth and do this game, but they had like a special like challenge round where they're like, okay, well, To win this game, you need to get this man out of his chair to come at you. And it was Al Bundy.
Oh, okay.
And so imagining
Ed O'Neill.
O'Neill, yeah. And I'm eventually, obviously, in the sketch, you know, it does work. But
right, of course.
But I distinctly remember that sketch. And I imagine Metron being like that. Like, there's like a your mama's so this in a competition in like on Apocalypse or in like wherever New Gods live.
And he's like, I'll show you. I don't have a mother.
He's like, I ain't got to stand for shit. Actually, I think he is stand. Well, no, wait.
I don't know. So he's like
sitting. Yep, he's all sitting.
So he's flying around, and there is we're by that wall.
The source wall.
The source wall, which pops up in these books. And it looks like someone is stuck to the wall.
Well, there's these giants, right?
Yeah.
It's a Promethean giant.
Oh, that's right.
That it looks to be stuck to the wall, and Metron is there observing it, and he's like, oh, this giant was supposed to be guarding Yuga Khan, who we talk about all fucking book. Jesus.
Oh, my God, Yuga
Khan.
He's
the Poochie of this book.
Yeah, and I was just like, Shere Khan? No.
Killer Khan? The wrestler?
Sure. Why not? I mean...
Genghis Khan. What was in the Bill Ted's... Steve Genghis Khan?
Yeah.
So, but Metron's like, oh, shit. Yuga Khan must be, like, wilding out now because these giants are, like, stuck to this wall. Now, you know, now they're all... Things are bad. So, he's going to be out there.
It's kind of, like I said, this is very mythology-ish.
Yeah, it's very heavy on mythology.
Well, no. I mean, because it's almost like the source wall could be like Tartarus. All these giants that are stuck to it are the titans that Zeus had to overthrow and imprison.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay.
I don't know my mythology like that.
I knew that part. I just had to, because I couldn't remember what they were called. I had to look it up.
Apparently, so the thing with Yuga Khan is he was the first ruler of Apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
The very first. And now Darkseid's...
The ruler.
The ruler. And spoiler alert, Yuga Khan is Darkseid's father.
Sure is. That's usually how that sort of like, you know, royal line shit works.
Right. It's funny because Yuga Khan is in as many episodes of this book, many issues of this book as Necromina is.
Oh, really?
He doesn't...
Oh, my God. People are, like, jizzing themselves over this fucking guy. This whole book. All they can do is talk about this guy. The disturbance and the fucking force bullshit type, you know?
Source wall, watch out, you know?
And it's like... And he... Four issues?
He's not... Yeah, I don't even think he's come back in, like, regular things. Because basically, I mean, I'm assuming all that stuff got reset anyways.
Ugh.
You know, when they started doing the New 52 or whatever bullshit. So,
sure.
So, yeah, Metron's like, ah, shit. I better like go putz around this wall in my chair and not get up, and maybe, you know, maybe I'll take a shit in it, because that's that, maybe he doesn't have to take shit. I mean, I'm assuming he's such a like an intelligent scientist that he found out a way to not have to shit. It's like science cured my shitting.
So does he not eat?
That's the thing. He doesn't have to eat. He doesn't do anything.
Oh.
He just needs to exist and do science.
That'd be kind of efficient.
And just puts around in his chair.
That'd be kind of efficient.
Yeah.
He didn't have to spend any time shitting.
But then we see a boom tomb open up and in Apocalypse, and there's a bunch of zombies carrying, like a fuck ton of zombies carrying Orion.
Here, let me see this.
Because
to me, I didn't realize that they were zombies.
Well, I assume that's from the...
I just thought that they, and you're right, they are zombies. I just thought they were a bunch of people who had captured Orion, because it's really hard to tell that they're zombies unless you
They're not really drawn super zombie-ish.
And they're all
spots.
Fully clothed, and like there's no like tatters and shit. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, this one guy has a skull face. And then that's kind of the end of it.
These are well-dressed zombies.
Yeah.
So, and so this is where Necromunda comes in. She's like, hey.
Yeah, she was like, hey, you told me, I guess in the issue before this, Darkseid said, go get Orion. So she must have gone to wherever, Earth.
Yeah, because now Orion's been futzing around on Earth.
Raised some dead. Had them capture him.
And get yourself like 30 zombies.
Yeah. You know, if you need something done, get yourself some zombies.
Yeah.
Have them, you know, clean your house. And then you can beg Darkseid to give you authority over the whatever the fuck she wants. The wastelands,
what?
She's like, so he was like, I will give you a reward if you do this for me. And so she brings him Orion, and Darkseid's like, great. And she's like, hey, what about that reward? And Darkseid's like, what the fuck did you just say? But like, I really respect you, Lord Darkseid. And like, you said reward, and I just kind of really wanted my reward. And he's like, I could murder you. She's like, I know, but like, reward? And so he's like, fine.
First of all, it was just funny because so she's like, hey, where's my reward? And he's like, your reward is like being around me and like being able to worship me and stuff. And she's like,
your reward is being around me. That's my bad Trump impression. Bringing me my daily Burger King.
And so he's like, look, you're one of the few people that hasn't fucked up. So, like, you know, and you got me and my son. So, like, peace.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey.
No.
Pay me now.
Yeah, fuck you, pay me is
fuck
basically
you, pay
what
me.
This is.
Bitch better have my money.
Yep.
And
yep. Damn
and
straight. And fuck then, you, pay me, goddammit.
And then he's like, goddammit, what did I tell you? I'm going to destroy you. Get the frig out of here. And she's like, oh, no. Look, you're pretty cool. I dig you, and I'm going to like worship you and shit, and don't kill me. And she says, like, well, look, if you want something, you can have mastery over the land of dregs.
Which is what she wants.
Yeah, she wants like a land, like a zombie land or something.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't give a fuck about that. Go ahead.
If you want to start a zombie amusement park.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
You want to start like.
Stop fucking bothering me.
A zombie parliament.
Just stop fucking bothering me.
Just stop bothering me. So
she flies off, and that's all we see of her in this book.
Oh, she comes back.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, because there's a zombie fight later. And I think she's kind of like...
Did I miss the zombie fight anyway?
Yeah, see where he's punching the zombie?
I didn't really see... Again, I didn't realize these were zombies.
I'm surprised. Wait, you didn't realize there were zombies
no.
by the time you got to... Because I just assumed...
I was just like, wow, Orion just punched a hole in that guy.
I assumed that we were... Well, what did you think they were?
I assumed they were just goons. I wasn't paying a ton of attention to what they look like. Because the guy that Orion punched was just wearing a suit. So I just thought he was like a fucking goon.
It's true.
Or like a heavy. I was like, wow, Orion's like not fucking around. He's punching holes in people. Turns out, already dead.
Yeah. Well, that's
much
why...
easier to punch a hole through somebody who's already dead. I'm assuming. I haven't said, you know, I've never done it. It's on the old bucket list, but.
You want to punch a hole through a
just,
something?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, if you're going to serve people in our backyard, I might as well start
punching
holes.
If that's how we're going to get them ready, you know, we're going to be like, all right.
I'm tenderizing
you're
the
tenderizer.
Meat.
It's like, let's go in the kitchen. It's just you like,
This is a very Halloween episode of yeah. Collection Effort.
Fuck you, Paul Holes. I'll punch a hole through you.
I'm going to do what your name is.
I'm going to give you multiple holes because it's what your name is.
It's what you are.
It's what you are. You're just a bunch of holes.
Just be what your name is.
Paul's got holes. I like this idea. See, I'm glad you're on board with my business.
Hey, I'm finding ways to help.
And you know what? It's we have an LLC. We'll start that up.
Ride or die, man.
So basically, so Darkseid's like walking around. And he's like, fuck, Yuga Khan, man. I don't know, man. This is kind of shit. And so this is where Desaad shows up, and Desaad's like, you look kind of worried. He's like, fuck you, man. I wasn't worried.
Yeah, this is what's so dumb about this part for me. Darkseid is standing there thinking, and he's like, man, Yubla Khan, or Khan the Blue, whatever the fuck his name is. I'm worried about this, but I better not let anybody find out that I'm worried. So then Desaad comes, he's like, hey, until you're worried. It's like, fuck you, I'm not worried. I'm like, we didn't even need that bubble where he's thinking, man, I better not let anybody know I'm worried.
Yeah, right.
Why is that even there? I thought that was so stupid. They were like, well, just give him a bubble. You know, Lord Darkseid, you want to talk? And he's like, fuck you.
Hey, man, you want to, take a drive? You know?
No. Listen to some tunes.
We'll stop, get some coffee at Tim Hortons.
Yeah, man.
Maybe drive around the...
Get a Slurpee at the old 7-Eleven.
Ooh, Apocalypse 7-Eleven. I want to go there.
So, then we are on Earth.
We're on Earth.
Can I just say, what in the ever-loving fuck is this?
Well, it's a Black Racer.
Who the fuck is the Black Racer?
So the Black Racer
is apparently a dude who hangs out on skis all the time?
Yes.
Fuck that, man. No. I do not accept this attempt at selling merchandise.
Wait, what?
This is just
how many Black Racer toys have you seen?
I have no idea, but I feel like somebody created it being like, we'll make a toy out of this. Or they were like, you know what kids love? People on skis. You know what's wrong? Both of those statements.
Nobody loves anybody on skis.
Nobody loves anybody on skis, and kids aren't going to buy
fuck
toys.
You skiers.
Fuck you, skiers.
I can't even tell you a famous skier. You know, I know one now, Black Racer. Most famous skier of them all. So,
who do you think you are, Peekaboo Street?
What?
She's an Olympian, Peekaboo Street.
Is she a skier?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I know she's a famous skier.
There you go.
I guess Peekaboo Street wasn't available to take over this role, so they had to get... So the deal with Black Racer was he was like a war veteran that's like a paraplegic or something. He's kind of like in a vegetative state, I think.
Like one of those like skiing soldiers from like World War II?
Maybe.
Those were things.
And something happened where this is because he's been around since the new got started. And then at some point,
We're talking about like. Why we don't like the new gods.
This is actually
a very
good example.
This is why I... Fuck this! He's just like, now I'm on skis and I just like ski through the air. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like any of that.
But basically they created... The new gods created the black racer to become like a grim reaper on Earth. So when he shows up,
yeah.
he's also like,
my
right,
problem.
Dead. And then like,
are you telling me that death rides in on a fucking pair of skis? Like he's goddamn Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono,
died in a skiing accident.
He
hit a tree.
I was gonna
absolutely kill you.
I was going to say Sonny Bono was trying out to be the Black Racer. Fuck me.
Well,
fuck
maybe,
me.
Maybe he got the part.
Oh, man. Sonny
maybe
Bono.
That's how you get the part. You just get a fucking tree.
Oh, God.
This is why I don't ski.
Oh, Black Racer's coming tonight to take care of me.
This is why I don't ski.
Yeah, you know what? Don't ski because you got
no,
the Black
never
Racer
ski. It's a bad idea.
Jesus. Oh, my God. So Black Racer's like, hey, somebody's going to be dying soon. I got to show up. And I think he might only... I don't think he goes around finding all the people that be dying.
He's like if you took a vulture and fucking duct tape skis to its feet. It's like, gotta show up. You only see me when something is near death.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I think he only shows up because there's certain... So what happened was he shows up at the hospital room of a guy who's dying.
Old
but,
man.
But as we find out... what's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Victor Lanza.
Yeah, but apparently, like, he had an experience in which he was in an alleyway and, like, there was somebody tried to rob him.
And the Green Lantern showed up.
Green Lantern showed up and he was like, oh my, and he's like old there too. He's yeah. like probably in his 60s. He's like, yeah, man, this is great. And then like he ends up hanging out with Orion.
Orion somehow, like, I guess somehow he has a piece of the anti-life equation in him.
Yeah, like, oh, this guy? Not Orion.
Victor Lanza.
Did Orion put it there? I'm assuming.
There's an explanation for this, I think. It says something like, Orion came into Victor's life. He's like, you have within you, Victor Lanza, a piece of perhaps just a fragment of a great power called the anti-life equation. This man I have told of you, the one Darkseid will do anything to get it. So apparently there's people out there.
What, are you just born with it?
You're just born with it.
It's not Maybelline?
No.
No, you're
it's
just...
It's the anti-life equation.
Could I have a piece of the anti-life equation in me?
Yes.
I mean, I do hate many things.
Yeah, I mean...
I am anti-life.
Let's be honest. I think you're a good candidate.
So what, does fucking Black Razor just show up at a goddamn goth bar being like, I wonder who has the anti-life equation?
Oh, you'd be very confused. It'd be like friggin' supermarket sweep for him, just going around and be like, grabbing all the souls. He'd be like, yeah! Give me all that. I'm on skis.
Oh, I bet Andrew Eldritch has a part of it.
Andrew Eldritch, 100%. He's got a big chunk of it in his tiny body.
100% he does.
I think we're one of the few podcasts that references Andrew Eldritch quite frequently.
On a regular basis.
Our Sisters of Mercy contingent is very strong. We do have international fans, and they are very, yeah. I think they're a pretty big band internationally.
Too. Oh, well, yeah, they're big.
So, yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, Black Racer shows up, and, like, he kind of, I don't know. I thought that had something to do with him just going around finding people in the anti-life equation, but at first he shows up, and he's like, all right, I got to take this guy's soul. But then he stops.
Dude.
And then he's like, oh, this guy's kind of special. Anyways, I'll take it anyways. And that's how
if
that
I'm
ends.
Dying and the Grim Reaper finally comes to me when I'm, I don't know, dying in a climate disaster, say, and he on fucking skis, I'm going to be like, absolutely not. You go out, you take those fucking skis off, you pick up that scythe and you come back in here and you do it the right way.
I don't want you wearing a scarf.
In no way do I want to see you fucking with skis and a little poles and shit. Put all that stuff outside. Take off those dumb boots that you can't walk in. Let's try this again. Get the cloak and the scythe, and then we can hang out.
Hey, Reaper, let's hang out. So, yeah, so he takes this guy's life, and then Darkseid's like, yo, I feel strong because an old dude died. And I think I'm ready to fuck with Yuga Khan. And, well, then also it's kind of funny. He's like, he needs like Orion's like strength. Like he needs like power from Orion.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Desaad, go get me that power. And Desaad's like, I want to torture him first. He's like, no, you do not do what Desaad does.
Yeah.
Because Desaad loves to torture.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to do it.
Kill.
So Orion's sitting there and he's strapped up to this goofy machine and they're about to sap him of his power and he's like, aha, I'm just playing possum, but now I'm just gonna have like a vision of me choking my dad and amongst a bunch of fire because this is that kind of book.
Mm-hmm.
And Orion's like, psych, I'm gonna rip out of this thing and I'm gonna start beating up. And apparently, so this is where the zombie fight is because the zombies were just hanging out. They didn't know where to go, you know, and I don't know where actually, that's right. Necromina's not even. Honestly, she's not here.
That's what I said. She never shows up.
But the zombies are just hanging out, and that's why he's like.
That's why I was so confused. I'm like, I just thought they were like, you know, goons.
They're just hanging out. They didn't know where to go.
No,
they're just kind of walking around. So he punches one through, punches one, and so they bring in some of these guards, right? And Orion recognizes one of these guards. One of these guards, apparently, in a previous issue. Orion like disguised himself as a guard on Apocalypse for whatever reason. We do get to see a brief shot of an Apocalypse locker room. Did you notice that?
Where yes, it's I
like,
did.
That at the end of the day, they're like, "Oh, I gotta go home to my wife, my hellish wife, and my demon kids because I'm an Apocalypse." And I love all of those things.
By the way,
honey, my old lady wants me to pick up a carton of fire. low-fat fire.
Oh, man, the low-fat fire.
So she could make her devil's food brownies.
Devil's food brownies.
The Black Racer's coming over tonight.
Fuck that guy. And she's like, I hate the Black Racer. I don't even know why you're friends.
In and he knocks over all my shit.
I don't even know why you're still friends with him.
But
he's never fun. He comes over here late. He melts all over the fucking carpet. Staining everything, him and his stupid skis. Sorry.
It'll be a good movie.
Me hating the Black Racer?
The Black Racer?
Yeah.
Starring Jeremy Renner.
God damn it!
Jeremy Renner's like, I'm going to DC now. What do you want me to play? Black Racer.
God damn
Black
it.
Racer, I actually shouldn't say that because Black Racer's actually a black dude.
I just don't want him on skis. If he was just a guy running, I'd be like, oh, so you're like a speedster. Cool.
He'd be the Black Runner.
You could still be the Black Racer. You can race on your feet. You can use your feet to race. And he can just be another speedster and hang out with the Flash.
It's true.
I would rather have that.
The Flash is so much better to me. I think it's fine. I think it's Final Crisis.
Uh-huh.
The Flash outruns the Black Racer. Because the Black Racer's like, yo, I'm going to come get you.
Well, that's because he's using skis on a dry surface. He's not going to go anywhere. Now, if he were a runner...
He just tries to go. He's like, I'm going to try to falls down. I can't get up. I'm the Black Racer.
Like, if you were just like a speedster, that'd be so much better. But nope. Gotta have skis.
So Orion's like...
New gods even know what the fuck skis are.
Oh, they don't. The Darkseid don't know. They don't know what skis are.
But they made him. They slapped skis on this motherfucker. They're like, now you're
deaf.
Give
him slidey panels on his feet.
Give him slidey feet. Give him... long, pointy arms, and make him the Grim Reaper.
Whatever the Grim Reaper is.
So you remember that Simpsons episode where Homer created a car?
Yes.
I feel like that's what happened with the Black Racer. They were like, just come up with a superhero that we haven't used before. And then all of a sudden it was that Homer thing with the bubbles.
They're like,
good enough.
he's like the Grim Reaper on skis. I'm like, get out. You don't get to think of things anymore.
I hit my trap door like Mr. Burns.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Yeah, so anyways, Orion tries to like appeal to this prisoner and he's like, yo, bro, we were in the locker room together and like you
Yeah,
like,
remember your weird wife?
You remember you were talking about your weird wife or whatever shit.
She wants the reduced fat hellfire.
Yeah, and he's like, you shouldn't try to kill me. This guy's name is Concord, which is actually a funny name in Apocalypse because it just reminds me of grapes.
Oh, it just makes me think of the Concord.
The Black Concord would have been better.
Sure.
Could have been...
Oh, you could have flown a plane?
Yeah.
Like an invisible one, like Wonder Woman? I'm behind that.
Yeah.
Like a jet? That's fucking cool.
Actually, now it kind of reminds me, because if the Black Racer is a black guy, and if he's a pilot of a plane...
Oh, he could have been a Tuskegee Airman.
That, or Denzel Washington can play him.
Oh, Denzel could also play him.
Denzel Washington of...
Unless Jeremy Renner is going to pull a Scarlett Johansson and be like, I can play him. Jeremy Renner's had a lot of problems lately. That's probably not what
he's like. You never since the crash of my app, you know.
I didn't sell as much weird shit on my Amazon store.
People are, you know, I'm just getting the really shitty roles. Somebody wanted to play the Black Racer, and I'm like, I'm not black, you know.
But Scarlett Johansson played an Asian girl, so sure.
I mean,
oh man,
but. R.I.P. the Renner app.
I miss it.
So you didn't even have it.
I don't. You're right. I did not.
You never signed up to get notifications from Jeremy Renner.
I would never. Oh my god! Why would I do that to myself?
That would be the least gen thing you would ever do. If you just came home and you're like, I signed up for the Jeremy Renner app. I'd be like, what happened? This is not my wife.
Unless it was like. I've made a promise to myself to be irrationally angry constantly, so I've signed up for the Jeremy Renner app.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
So anyway, so he's trying to appeal to this guard, and a bunch of other guards shoot him. And we also get a cutaway of, it's Largrand, or I'm just calling him Valor, finds more of where Yuga Khan's been fucking shit up over on some sort of Thanagarian station. And he's like, oh shit, you know, talk about Yuga Khan!
Everybody's talking about Yuga Khan.
And then we get this fucking... I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I have no clue what's happening.
Something like a flashback with... when, like... High Father was like a teenager.
Yeah, I think this is like when before Yuga Khan was like stuck in a wall.
Yeah, and Yuga Khan was like basically like they're going back and forth about like the philosophies and stuff.
Again,
and
this is why I don't like the new.
Yeah, this is like if this
starts to really wear on me after a while. I'm just like, okay.
If the Black Racer didn't scare you away, these two pages will. I don't even want.
I'd rather I'd rather read about the Black Racer.
Yeah, more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ended him, you know, he wanted to like be like a ruler so bad. He was like,
yeah,
I'm going to like take over Apocalypse.
Yeah. The thirst for power.
You know, I'm going to have a kid and then my kid's going to like
have another kid, but we're not going to talk about it. There's also this part where like they're at the source wall and there's like a hand.
Well, it's Metron. Metron's doing like an Etch-a-Sketch on here.
Well, but there's like a hand and you know, when you go to like, or at least on old websites, like really old, when your mouse
turns into a finger,
turns into a fucking hand, and it like that's what this
is. Well, it still does, doesn't it?
Not all the time. Now it's just an arrow. It doesn't turn into a hand anymore. A handy.
What? There's a hand. See right here. Finger.
Oh, when it shows you that it's a link.
Yeah. So this is a hyperlink.
That's a hyperlink. You're right.
It's a GeoCities site.
Yep. It's a GeoCities site.
It's a New Genesis. That's right. I was trying to think of the place where they live. New Genesis.
New Genesis.
Oh, I was just thinking about the locker room in Apocalypse. I was like, they should call it Apocalocker Room. That'd be a good bar. There used to be a bar in Buffalo called the Locker Room.
Apocalocker Room.
Yeah, I think it's a bar on Apocalypse. Apocalocker Room.
So do they just like sit there and watch whatever the sport of Apocalypse is?
Yeah.
Which is what, like, I'm assuming fighting to the death.
Yeah, it's just people getting murdered. People trying to murder each other.
Oh, so it's just faces of death just constantly yep. playing in the background? Yeah, that sounds
it's
right.
Like faces of death, and then they show like an episode of like Friends
at some point. That would make me want to murder.
Yeah, just.
I don't like Friends. I never have.
Oh, I don't.
You know, I never watched it.
I think
I watched like three episodes, and I was like, I don't know why anybody watches this. This is when it was still on the air.
Oh yeah, no. Watching Friends for me was always like, if it's something where it's on, where I'm trying to get to something else.
Nope.
And I might watch it because I've seen episodes,
but I don't like it. No. I never got into it. It's kind of like Modern Family for me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't watch it. I don't watch The Big Bang Theory. I have no interest.
I don't watch Will and Grace. Like, none of those shows really.
I have no interest in any of it. And I don't understand why.
So, I think they're just too broad of sitcoms. It's just
maybe.
Like, it's like when you think it was like, those are sitcoms. And you're just like, eh.
I usually need something that's weird.
Oh, yeah. No, usually.
Like, I like Schitt's Creek a lot, but it's weird as fuck.
Well, I used to really like, you know, like Drew Carey show. That was
there were
show.
Some really good episodes of Drew Carey. Then it got dumb.
There was some of the later seasons were not good.
No, they were bad.
But a lot of the early stuff was pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I want to be Mimi.
There's a actually one of the there's a really I heard this one joke where for some reason Drew and Mimi were driving around in the Batmobile.
Okay.
For some reason, and Drew pulls up to like. Somebody, Mr. Wick or whoever,
right?
And he's like, "Hey, check it out! I caught the Joker."
That's
some
good joke.
There's some really good gags on that show. That's a show that 36. Oh boy,
it was 80 degrees today when you picked me up from work at fucking 5. It was like 76. Right now it is 36 degrees. That is a 30 degree drop.
Oh boy.
Anyway, continue.
So this is finally.
This has been weather talk.
Yuga Khan shows up in a comet of some sort. But before that, he somehow switches off all the power in Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Including the fire, including the low-fat fire fountain.
Oh, man.
The locker room is shut down. All those hard-working soldiers are just like, how am I going to get drunk? I can't see my booze.
How am I going to get drunk?
So, yeah, and then and Darkseid's just freaking out. And say he's kind of having a spaz here.
He really is, because he wants to get drunk. I don't blame him.
He's like, yo, where's my Hellfire booze? Where's my Fireball whiskey? Yeah, because it's like a horror movie, kind of.
It really is.
Like, so, like, yeah, like, this thing, the water, the lights go out, and then he's like, hang on, I hear something. It's him, he's here! And he's just, like, spazzing, and, like, Dark, he's like, Desaad, like, go kill him. And he's like, Well, this is kind of, the Saad's like, yeah, but it's like all dark and stuff, and it's kind of different. I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know if I dig it yet. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck, man? Go kill this dude.
Yeah, dude, don't you fucking work for me?
I don't pay you.
Go be my henchman.
Go torture him.
I don't pay you henchman money if you're not going to do henchman things. It says right on your resume, good at henchmaning.
Henchmaning. So Darkseid just runs outside. He's like, fuck you, Yuga Khan. I don't care. I'll fuck you up. And then...
I have daddy issues, which is what this basically breaks into.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, Yuga Khan just wraps him up in a bunch of debris.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, I'm back.
He looks kind of cool, though.
Yeah, he's got like these, he's got a sweet goatee.
He's got like horns. He's got like Steppenwolf horns. Yeah, Steppenwolf. Like later versions of
the movie, but like much cooler, not
much
like
cooler
barf.
Looking. Like he's got like a fucking loincloth with a goddamn skull on it.
They all have loincloths.
Yeah, but that one's got a skull on it.
Yeah, he's got
with fangs.
He's got a pretty good color scheme. I think
he
I
does.
Like the
like
the
brown
gray,
and green,
brown and green, and whatever.
And his skull has fangs. I appreciate that.
And he shows up. He's like, "What's the matter, Darkseid? Don't you have a big kiss and a hug for your father?"
Yeah. Wait, there is one thing that we have to talk about that we didn't talk about.
Oh, we didn't talk.
No. And it's actually just an ad.
Is it the RoboCop ad?
No. I don't think so.
It's a Swamp Thing ad. It's a Swamp Thing series. That's a show I've seen occasionally the DVD collection in stores, and I didn't buy it.
It's the Joker.
Oh, yes.
What is this? Quick Change.
I've seen that movie.
Never even heard of this movie. Apparently,
it was one of the Larry Merrick Saturday specials. I can see it.
Yeah,
you know, it was basically Bill Murray.
Gina Davis, Randy Quaid. Oh, Randy Quaid. Jason Robards.
Yeah.
Coming soon, it says the bank robbery was easy, but getting out of New York was a nightmare.
It's kind of like...
a major metropolitan comedy.
Yeah. It's kind of a... like an Ocean's 11, but a very sad one, where Bill Murray dresses up as a clown. Who did this movie?
I have no idea.
Who directed this? Is anybody? Oh, Bill Murray co-directed this. Howard Franklin. I don't know who that is. Oh, based on a book? I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know this was based on a book or anything. I remember seeing this. That was one of those movies that, like, pick a year, 87 to 92. Larry Merrick goes to the video store and sees a movie, and it's like, is this new? Great, we're watching it. So the letters is letter pages Divine Rights, but Rights is WRITES, and there are some motherfuckers in here writing some long ass letters about the new gods. I'm surprised one of them just isn't Z. That's what I would write.
Actually, it would have just been a 4-page rant about how much I hate Black Racer.
It's like, hang
on. How he should have been a speedster, or maybe a guy who flew a plane. But no.
Well, next issue, the menace of Yuga Khan intensifies. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meh. Are there more zombies that I'm actually going to recognize?
No, I think there's different zombies.
Well, I didn't even recognize them as zombies the first time.
Secret zombies.
Boo earns.
New gods in secret zombies.
New gods.
So, yeah, but that's, I don't know, I probably wouldn't dig it either. I mean, I've always, again, it's one of those things where I try to give the new gods a shot.
Mm.
And I do like Orion, and I know we've read some of his solo books, and I do have a trade of that, and I'm looking forward to reading that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's kind of like we were talking about New Warriors last week. It's also kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
Where anything new is boring. There you go.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's what we're saying here. So, yeah.
All things should be old.
Old warriors.
You heard it here first.
What about the old gods? Or what do they call the new warriors? Called the hot warriors? We should have hot gods.
Hot gods.
Hot gods.
All right.
So anyways, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find my X-Files reviews on jenstansfield.wordpress.com. If you like my bullshit, go check out more of my bullshit. You can find Worst Collection Ever on Facebook. Worst Collection Ever. And you can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. And tell your friends, share the links, let them know you listen to this, and you'll be helping us out immensely. So thanks again, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.